Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, DMV? You know who it is, youngest in charge movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan and always streaming live nationally on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me as I take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Not just your regular Tuesday night here in October. It is opening night in the National Hockey League. Florida Panthers, Chicago Blackhawks knotted up at 2 apiece. Blackhawks currently on the power play for about 10 more seconds, but they're knotted up at 2 apiece with 9:45 left to go in the second period. So we'll keep you up to speed on that throughout the duration of the show. Game one of a triple header that you've got tonight on ESPN. Second half of the triple header, or second, third? How do you say that, Wes? If we're part two of our triple header, is that how we would say it? Part two of our triple header. Pittsburgh Penguins on the road taking on the New York Rangers. So that one will be a good little Eastern Conference tilt for you as well. And then things finish up out on the West Coast with the Colorado Avalanche traveling to take on the LA Kings. As for your Washington Capitals, they open up the season tomorrow at home against the Boston Bruins. And you can hear that game right here on your flagship station for Washington Capitals Hockey, 106.7 The Fan. Happy to hear the dulcet tones of John Walton coming up tomorrow. Super duper excited for that. We'll talk a little Caps before we get out of here. But there are a couple of different items I want to get to. I'm actually going to start off in my personal life. And it is, for me, a little rare that I speak on my
personal life. You sound sad, dude.
I sound sad? Yeah, I almost swore. I'm effing pissed. I'm upset. I'm terribly upset. I'm literally fuming. Thank you, Wes. You're just not reading the room well at all.
I'm just making sure you're doing
it. I'm not good. I'm just going to be honest. I'm not good. There are sports items that we'll talk about at some point throughout the show if I don't get fired before then, because I am about to go scorched earth. I don't get the car luck that I have. And you can laugh about it, Wes. It's tremendous. I'm sure everyone in their car. I'm sure everyone in their car.
You got Grant all confused because your luck.
I mean, Grant's always confused when it comes to me and my life, and I think everyone's probably confused when it comes to me and my life. I got here about 3:15, 3:30. Getting ready for overtime, being a good radio host, getting here 3 hours before the start of the show. That's just what I do. Trying to prepare, trying to make sure I'm all good. Was that my water in there, Wes? Our producer today, Wes, you're making my night worse. You just put your hand around the rim of my cup.
No, I did not. That was the bottom of the cup.
Who knows where your hands have been?
That was the bottom of the cup. Because I could feel the coldness on the bottom.
Yes, you could. My mouth's cold as well, and that's where the... You never mind.
Nope.
Did you
have ice in your cup?
I have ice on me because I'm the coolest.
Well, there's no ice in that cup.
Well, that's terrible. Anyone drinking water around these parts without ice is losing their mind anyway. But my car luck is just like awful. I can't catch any sort of break. I had to listen to the Prodigy, Grant Paulson. It's my nickname for him, by the way, the Prodigy. I had to listen to him tell me, dude, you just can't get right. No crap, Grant, that I can't get right when it comes to my car. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Jeez. Grant was all excited, though, because Grant's getting ready to hit the road, Jack, doing some cool work with MLB Radio. So damn sure excited for my boy with that. Am I giving away a state secret by saying that, Wes? You looked at me like no, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, everyone knows Grant around
everyone
these
knows.
Parts.
Well, exactly. Grant's the man, the prodigy, as I said. But Grant astutely pointed out that I can't get right, and I think he's right. I can't get right when it comes to my car. And I told you all a couple of months ago about my situation with a certain dealer that I'm not going to mention because we're in business with them, and how poorly they treated me when my car was broken into on their lot, and how I still have yet to receive any word on an insurance claim despite me placing several calls on behalf of myself. But anyway, and y'all know that story. My car got broken into on the lot. Microphones were stolen, podcast equipment stolen, and my motor was blown. So just a terrible, terrible, terrible series of unfortunate events, Lemony Snicket style. I may be too old for you, Wes. Are you hip to Lemony Snicket?
No.
A series of unfortunate events. A tremendous novel series, brother. But I can't get right with the car. And I was in a rental car. I probably, and this was also a terrible bit. Another Grant Paulson cameo coming here. Just stay tuned. I was in a rental car for like almost 90 days, damn near. Like, and I was in two different rental cars. And the rental car initially that they put me in didn't have a horn. They put me in a rental with no horn.
And that's not legal.
It's very much not legal, which is why me and the dealer, we have issues. But they put me in a rental with no horn. But here's the thing. The rental was so cool, and I don't really drive anywhere except for to D.C. I live in Maryland. So imagine running the risk of coming from D.C. to Maryland every day with no horn. That was my reality, because I just had such a bad time with the folks at this dealership that I just wanted to have.
You got a handheld air horn.
A hand. You come up with some pretty ridiculous ideas.
Just have the window open.
Just because you're just, well, now I'm probably never going to be able to have my window open because I'll get to that coming up here. My window will probably never be open. I'll never experience driver's side air coming through the window probably ever again, thanks to some idiot. And I have my insurance claim here. Am I allowed to, can I say his name on the air? Would that be like defamation of character? I probably shouldn't do that. This bozo, and he was young, wearing scrubs, just a complete donkey. A donk. I'm getting out of my car. I open my door. I'm parallel parked. And I open my door, and I look to my right real quick to grab my badge so I can get into the building where I work to provide myself a living, right? That place. Important. I was supposed to be where I was supposed to be. And then this blonde, he looked like he was like 22.
Those 22-year-olds.
He just had that young, dumb, stupid look on his face.
Dude, I hate that.
I mean, just abysmal. I'm sure I looked that way when I was 22. I probably still look that way now at 27.
22-year-olds.
Just this dumb, possessed look that he gave me. Like, you idiot. So I opened the car door, and you know how people fly through this intersection, correct? Because we have the National Guard walking around. They don't stop people from freaking speeding on Half Street. And I open my door, and wham! No, just wham! He didn't even try to brake. This idiot couldn't even hit his brakes. And he knocked my car door off.
Did you see the front of his car? What did it look like?
Nothing! Spotless!
Wow.
Spotless. So someone wants to help me get home tonight.
So it was like a Lego piece?
So if someone wants to help me get home tonight, I'm all open to any suggestions that you have to help me get home. 1-800-636-1067. I am miserable right now. Meaning I may be a little bit snappy on the phones. So listener discretion is advised when calling into the program tonight. I am a loose screw right now. I am off my rocker. And there are some off-the-rocker topics that we have to talk about tonight, including Bill Belichick and the UNC Tar Heels football program. Just an absolute, utter embarrassment. What are we into the college football season? Week 7? This is week 7 coming up this weekend?
Yes.
So 7 weeks in, UNC is a dumpster fire. Hit pieces coming out all over the place about Bill Belichick. We'll talk about him and his stupid girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, and his terrible NFL legacy that no longer matters. You want to talk about a guy just completely changing the narrative around his name? I mean, there's no football coach walking God's green earth that has had a worse 18 to 24-month period than one Bill Belichick. His life feels like it's just crashing down.
Well, he gets to go home to a 24-year-old.
Yeah, he gets to go home to a 24-year-old. Tremendous. You know what I get to go home with? No door on my freaking car! Radio is like therapy at times, honestly. I feel so much better about life. Now that I'm able to get this off my chest to you all, because I've been fuming over the past couple hours. Luckily, I'm uber prepared, and it did not impact the quality of the show that you all are going to be getting. Someone called in. Who is this on the line?
It's Elijah. He wants to tell you a little story.
It's Elijah. Elijah.
Elijah.
Elijah.
That's crazy, bro. Go ahead.
I'm distraught. I am. I'll be honest. I am totally distraught, Elijah.
Man, I've been there, bro. When hearing you say it on the radio, I was like, bro, I've been there. I was parked in D.C. and sometimes
hold on, Elijah. This is a D.C. problem, then, right?
Oh man, it's crazy.
Because the drivers in the district can't drive. D.C. drivers should have your licenses revoked.
It's bad, and I'm a D.C. driver, so I'm.
Who knows if you're any better, Elijah? Damn.
I know how to get around. But Dig, this is what happened because I know you got to cut me loose. So a lot of these Uber drivers, they'll like to drift over to get close to the cars that are on their side. So what this cat did, he's looking on the opposite side. So he's looking over his left shoulder, but he's slowly veering to the right. So he's like, man, where's my ride? Where's the person I need to pick up? Let me scoot over some. So he's real close to my car. I always look over my shoulder. I always crack my door. I never just open the door. It's another thing, Linnell, because the insurance was like, we don't care that your tires was in the white line. That door was over the white line, black and white. We don't care about none of that.
But hold on. What does that mean, though? Because I'm baffled because, of course, the guy, I've already gotten an email notification from Geico that my claim has been processed. Mind you, I didn't file the claim. He did. I asked him, I said, brother, like, what do you think insurance is going to say about that? He's going to say, they're going to say that you're at fault. I said, how are you going to say that I'm at fault when your ass is flying down here with no regard for human life? And it's my fault?
We on the same side. We on the same side, 100%. I couldn't believe it. And I was in a rental car so long. And check it out. Your insurance only covers you for 30 days.
In a rental?
So this is what happened.
Well, I'm not in a rental anymore, so thank God. Yeah.
What happened to me is there was a snowstorm, you did?
Oh, man.
So you remember in D.C., it was just like a crazy snowstorm a few years ago or something like that?
We have them every 4 years. We get slammed with 24
inches. What happens is I go to take my car to get it serviced. There's a guy who has to come out and dent work. It sits at a shop until a guy comes out.
Yeah.
A lot of cars was getting smashed into during this time, so they backed up.
Lord.
So I'm outside of my 30 days. So they looking at me, they trying to charge me outside. I'm like, ho. My parents always tell me, I told them, I got on the phone with the manager, all money's not good money. Don't take more than you can handle.
Mm.
Don't try to fill up this lot and you don't have enough resources to acquire. So that's probably what's going on, Linnell. They got you in a situation, and they tried to, and they bit off more than they can chew, and now they trying to figure out a way to get your stuff together,
This is all.
You know what I mean?
Elijah, we appreciate you. I didn't 3 minutes with Elijah just flies by. Elijah, you're great, my friend. Whew. What do you think, Wes? You want to do some radio and talk sports or what?
Yeah, let's do it.
1-800-636-1067. A lot to get into. Top of the 7 o'clock hour. Nick Ackridge, a Pro Football Focus, joined our pal Kevin Sheehan, who's actually going to join us coming up at 8:30 tonight. He spoke about his outlook for the Washington Commanders through 5 weeks. We'll play that for you coming up top of the 7 o'clock hour. When we come back, though, major, major trade in the AFC North involving a veteran quarterback earlier this afternoon. We'll get you the details on that, plus the trickle-down effect it's going to have as well. That is next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One 800 636 1067 is the number here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Youngest and Charles and O. Willingham riding with you till 10 o'clock here tonight. Pal Kevin Sheehan gonna join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him about the Burgundy and Gold. We'll get into the Burgundy and Gold hot and heavy coming up here in this 7 o'clock hour. A lot to get to here on the show tonight. The big time trade that happened earlier in the AFC North between the Browns and the Bengals. We will get to that. Plus the Commanders, they're off before hitting the practice field tomorrow for Bears week, and we'll begin to take a look ahead at the matchup coming up on Monday Night Football. Plus, I'll tell you my outlook on the Washington Commanders 5 games in. Has it changed in terms of the way I was feeling about this group in the preseason or is it staying relatively the same? We'll tell you that in the 7 o'clock hour as well. We'll also get you a fresh installment, a Nell Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL. We'll look at some power rankings as well. That's my favorite thing about Tuesday radio, is all the power rankings come out. I like to look at NFL.com. I look at ESPN.com. I look at our pals over at The Athletic. And I also look at YahooSports.com. Last week, last Tuesday, the power rankings were not in favor of the Washington Commanders. Most of the outlets were not very fond of the Commanders. They were ranked as low as 18th in the National Football League last week based off of the power ranking. Who had them ranked 18th? I think it was YahooSports.com that actually had them ranked the lowest. And I wonder what they're thinking this time around, coming up on a Tuesday after the Commanders go to L.A. and not just beat the Chargers. We got to start talking about what happened this past Sunday. We have to start talking about that in its proper context. The Washington Commanders didn't just beat the L.A. Chargers on Sunday. They went in to Los Angeles, into their crib, put our feet up on their countertops, drank their liquor, put their kids to sleep, smacked their wife on the ass. It was a total disrespectful beatdown from the Washington Commanders this past Sunday. When you rattle off 27 unanswered points, I look at it as a dominating victory. How much will that dominating victory help Washington in terms of their spot in the power rankings? We'll get to that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, very, very easy thing to do. It is at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. Talk about the Commanders hot and heavy coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. When we get back, though, a Monday Night Football thriller for the ages last night between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Kansas City Chiefs. A signature Trevor Lawrence drive in a moment. We'll touch on Jags and Chiefs next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just getting rolling here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Adele Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Our pal Kevin Sheehan going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him about what his train dies, about what his train dies saw on Sunday in L.A. against the Chargers. So make sure you stick around for that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at thewindowman.com. Buy one, get one for 40% off and get 0% off APR for a full year. You get both from thewindowman.com. Ultratex Windows, Man Ray Storm Windows, Provia Doors, all apply to thewindowman.com. Select products only. Minimums and installation apply. Prior sales already quoted. Projects excluded. See consultant for details. So if you're looking for some good windows, check out our friends at thewindowman.com. I wanted to get into the big news that we got earlier this afternoon. But before we do that, I have to rewind to Monday Night Football last night. The Jacksonville Jaguars with a statement win on national TV in front of an audience that was looking to see Kansas City kind of rise from the dead. And here's the thing, and we'll look at it from both angles. What Anthony Campanelli has done with this Jacksonville Jaguars defense, they lead the National Football League in takeaways. Through 5 weeks, I think it's 13 takeaways. They had 7 all of last year. So it's not a group or not a defense that was full of playmakers. They've been awesome, though. They got big-time hitters in the secondary. Their front four is as good as anybody in the NFL. Josh Allen Hines continuing to get after the quarterback. We didn't see Trayvon Walker last night because he's on the shelf, but we did see my guy Travis Hunter come up with a big-time catch last night. It was an important statement win because I don't think folks were buying the Jaguars yet. I think it was a bigger, more important moment, though, for Trevor Lawrence, who was really, really efficient last night for the better part of 4 quarters. And look, anytime you're playing quarterback in the National Football League, anytime you are one of the younger quarterbacks in the National Football League, like Trevor Lawrence is, there are going to be some ups, there are going to be some downs. He was awesome last night, though, sticking with it, 18 to 25, 221 yards, about 9 yards of completion, 54 yards on the ground, along with 2 touchdowns, including the touchdown that sealed the deal and won the game for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence, on a goal line play, drops back, and he's trying to run a play-action fake to Travis Etienne, and he gets his foot stepped on by the right guard, and it causes Trevor Lawrence to fall. And in real time, man, it feels like he is on the turf for 30 minutes in terms of how long it took him to get up. But for him to have the wherewithal to not give himself up, to understand time and score, breaking a tackle of Chris Jones is running backs get flowers for that. Running backs get kudos for that. This is a quarterback breaking the tackle of arguably the best interior defensive lineman in the NFL, talking about Chris Jones, and broke the tackle, scampers into the end zone, and that ends up being all she wrote for the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Kansas City Chiefs last night. Jacksonville 31-28 winners. They improve to 4-1, 3-0 at home. Was it good enough for them to crack Nell's Super Six-Pack? We'll get into that before we hop out of this opening hour as well. But I wanted to give them their flowers because Trevor Lawrence has gotten talked about like a dog throughout the first month of the season, man. He's thrown 5 interceptions on the season in the first 5 weeks, so the turnovers are a problem. This Jacksonville offense has been extremely inconsistent. They're the most penalized team in the NFL, yet Trevor Lawrence, who has been known for coming up small in some big-time spots, he came up huge last night. It wasn't just the second effort after tripping over his own teammate. Some of the throws he made on that final drive last night would make a grown man cry. I mean, he is playing the position right now. And the way he looked last night, he looked like one of those bona fide top 10 guys. He looked like a quarterback that was worth $50 million per. And I know how I feel about that. Those, you know, franchise-altering contracts should be saved for franchise-altering players. Last night, Trevor Lawrence looked like a franchise-altering player. And I think for Jacksonville, it's bigger than just catching the dub. You're now building momentum and getting folks to really view you as a front runner in the National Football League. And we'll look at this from the Chiefs' angle in a second, but I want to let you hear from the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Liam Cohen. He had this to say about the heroic efforts of his franchise quarterback last night.
I've known the competitor in terms of being with him for a short time, and then obviously going back to some of the games where he's made comebacks, and have a lot of respect for that. But to see him tonight use his legs the way he did, take some shots while he was running, make a critical throw to BT down the sideline to put us in a position, made a huge throw to Diami on the left sideline to again put us inside, I think, the 10-yard line. So, it's a goofy finish, but what a tough moment for him to be able to say, like, he wasn't going to lose. And that's kind of really what it comes down to. He wasn't going to lose, and he made an unbelievable individual effort that hopefully can continue to springboard us.
So, Liam Cohen last night talking post-game to the Jacksonville media, I thought what he's been able to show in his his first 5 weeks as a head coach of the Jaguars is really, really cool as well. That team's starting to take after his identity. I know you all saw the post-game clip that went viral last weekend, him jumping in the face of Robert Saleh post-game. I love everything about it. Jacksonville for years has been known as a soft AFC bottom feeder. And with old Liam Cohen, they're establishing the run. Travis Etienne, fifth in the NFL in rushing after 5 weeks. Bashaul Tootin getting busy on the ground as well. So I really feel like Jacksonville slowly but surely is starting to prove themselves as a contender, man. The other question is this, looking at this, is are the Chiefs broken or is this just a slow start for Kansas City? They're 2-3, a game under 500 through 5 weeks. Running game can't get going. Receiving game outside of Tyquan Thornton can't really get going. And there are just so many big-time mistakes that you saw from Kansas City in some crunch-time moments. The Devin Lloyd pick six. We talk about a point swing. Like, that's one of those moments, man. And I don't know. I'm not gonna say the Chiefs are broken. But this is not the group that everyone should be fearful of, is how I would put it. They got a big one coming up on Sunday night against the Detroit Lions at home. And then they're home for Vegas, then they're home for Washington, then they're at Buffalo and at Denver, and then you're home for the Colts. This next 6-game stretch. This next 6-game stretch for Kansas City is damn sure going to define their season. I just know from doing this long enough now and watching Pat Mahomes, who has been to the AFC Championship every year of his career, I would be a fool. I'd be a damn fool to rule out the Kansas City Chiefs this early in the season. But last night, losing in prime time in the fashion that they lost in, kind of feels like you kicked yourself in the foot. And that's been the story of the 2025 Kansas City Chiefs. We'll see if they can right their wrongs coming up on Sunday night in prime time against the Detroit Lions. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, massive, massive trade in the AFC North earlier today. We'll tell you who was on the move and the trickle-down effect of that trade as well. It's next here on The Fan. .636-1067 is the number. Right here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime, you're locked in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. Taking you up to 10 o'clock, Kevin Sheehan going to join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get his thoughts on what went down Sunday between the Washington Commanders and the L.A. Chargers. Washington with a statement victory, getting back above 500. And it was talking about it last night with a couple of different folks. When you are under 500 this early in the year, it can start feeling like it's getting late early. So it was a big win for Washington. And the more and more I go back and think about it, it was a dominating win when you consider the fact that they scored 27 unanswered points. We'll break it all down with Kevin Sheehan in the 8 o'clock hour. I wanted to get into this, though. Big-time trade that we saw earlier today in the AFC North. And if I'm reading this right, one of the first times ever that the Browns and Bengals have pulled off a trade with each other. The Browns sent Joe Flacco in a sixth-round pick to Cincinnati for a fifth-round pick. Obviously, Joe Burrow out for the season. Cincinnati right now desperate for a professional answer at the quarterback position. And they're trying to save their season, looking at the way that their division looks. Everybody's still in the race here. It's good for Joe Flacco, I guess, to go get another opportunity. That offensive line, he's going to get broken up behind that offensive line. I see no scenario in which the Bengals have success with Joe Flacco. What this move is about, if you're Cleveland, despite all of the optics around your franchise right now, behind, you know, all of the conversations the folks are having about Shedeur Sanders, the most talked about third string quarterback that you'll ever hear about, for them to move away from Joe Flacco for a fifth round pick, it tells you the level of confidence that they have in Shedeur Sanders. He is now one play away. He is, despite all of the attempts for him to self-sabotage his career by doing stupid stuff like miming to the media and being just a total circus and distraction, he is now one play away from being the guy in Cleveland. And if you watch Dillon Gabriel this past weekend across the pond, he didn't look too good. I don't like quarterbacks that are 5'11 and get their balls batted at the line of scrimmage. I don't know how long he'll last as a starter. I do know this. Whether you all like it or not, Shedeur Sanders' time is coming. What is he going to do with it is my question. All this, it's frustrated the hell out of me with Shedeur because I love their family. I think Dion, and y'all hate on him because y'all can't do the things that he do and y'all don't have the clout and cachet that he has. But Dion raised his kids the right way. You don't hear about him getting in no trouble outside the speed and stuff. But they're upstanding citizens. They're good dudes. They're respectful. Everybody that you talk to. I just want Shedeur to have a little bit of self-awareness. That's it. I just want him to have a little bit of self-awareness. This is the funniest thing in the world to me. It literally makes me tickle pink. Shedeur Sanders every Monday. And, Wes, I'm sure you can speak to this. You're young like I am, and you understand social media and how people try to change the narrative on you. Every Monday, you realize there's a video that randomly surfaces online of Shedeur Sanders throwing at a high school on his off day. Holy cow! God forbid my quarterback is throwing on an off day. He wants credit and clout for the things that you're supposed to do. I hate it. He's literally driving me insane. But here's the one thing that I don't think anyone can deny. He's got talent. Say what you want about Shedeur Sanders, the person. Say what you want about Shedeur Sanders, the CEO. He's got talent. It ain't an arm talent issue. It ain't a neck up issue. It ain't an issue of reading defenses. It ain't nothing like that. People just think, I don't know if I can say, people think he is a jackass. Let's call it what it is. People think Shedeur Sanders can't get out of his own way. And I empathize with him because I think he means well. I just think he gets bad advice sometimes. I don't need to see a video of you throwing at a local Cleveland high school for clout. It does nothing for me. You don't get credit for what you're supposed to do. My quarterback's putting in work on his off day, and I'm supposed to induct him into Canton? I'm supposed to name you the starter, Shedeur, because you throw on your off day at a local high school in Cleveland? Give me a break. Give me a break. I'm sure every starting quarterback across the National Football League throws on their off day at a local high school. Do you see them posting about it? I don't get it. I don't get his whole bit. I don't understand his act. At this point in time, man, it is extremely frustrating. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And I'm hoping that sooner rather than later, he gets it. And I'm hoping that he actually gets the opportunity to be the starting quarterback of Cleveland. Because, like I continue, well, he will. I think he can play. I think everyone understands that he can play. It's just about whether or not he's going to be able to get out of his own way. And say what you want about what you're seeing on social media. Cleveland does not make this move if they're not 110% confident in what they've got in Shedeur Sanders. They would not make this move if they were questioning whether or not Shedeur had it. Because I'll tell you what, now that he's the backup, right? Now that he is the backup, he's one play away. So all of the cute throwing at the high school stuff, all that doesn't matter. When you get your number called, are you going to seize the opportunity? That is the big question that I have right now with Shedeur Sanders. But bottom line is, all of you out there that were clamoring for him to get cut, all of you out there that have mean and nasty things to say about him week in and week out, what are you going to say when he's the starter of the Cleveland Browns? Because I'm telling you, he's one play away via injury, and based on the way Dillon Gabriel played this past weekend, I'm not so sure he is going to have a super-duper long leash. Honestly, I am not so sure that he is going to have a super long leash. The numbers against Minnesota were not pretty. Now, I guess because we are looking at him and grading him against a Brian Flores coach defense, we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But when you're 19 of 33, my brother, probably wasn't your day. When you got aided by the run game that provided you 110 yards on the ground, 4.5 yards a pop, and you score 17 points, it's not good enough. It's just not good enough. So I'm going to look at the Cleveland Browns schedule here real quick because I think it's only a matter of time. This weekend, they're at Pittsburgh. Next week, they're home for Miami. Then they are at New England and at the Jets. The Steelers' defense to start this year has been god-awful. So he may look better. He may look better against Pittsburgh. But I don't know. Give me Shedeur Sanders. If he's not playing by the first game in November against the Jets, then something's wrong. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. CJ wants to chime in. What's up, CJ?
What's up, man?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. So, the Shedeur thing to me, man, I mean, at the same time, I mean, I can see a point where they see faith in him that he may be able to step in. But don't forget, these guys actually could end up getting in line for the first pick again.
Right.
So, them, he may get a shot, but it's going to be a quick sink and swim because those guys, let's not get Cleveland confused for being the best organization when it comes to evaluating their roster. So, I can see them putting Shedeur in there, and it's not about faith and whether or not he can do it or not. They see that their team might be in position to get out there and draft the best guy next year.
But here's the thing. Here's what I would say, though, CJ. I think they're going to be in position to draft the next guy, or they're going to be in position to pick top five in the draft, whether or not Shedeur plays or not. I don't think he is going to change the outcome of wins and losses. They're just that bad and that poorly constructed of a roster. If you're Cleveland and he shows any glimmer of hope of being the guy moving forward, how do you use another first-round pick on a quarterback? Because I believe they've got two first-round picks next year because they traded with Jacksonville.
Honestly, I don't think Dillon played that. I don't think he played that bad last week to say that Shedeur's going to get in there in a couple of weeks. I watched the game. I don't think he played that bad.
I watched it too, and here's where I give him the benefit of the doubt, CJ. You're going up against Brian Flores. He makes, you know, 7-8 year pros look like they've never played the position before. So I agree. I wouldn't say he didn't do anything to quiet the whispers of Shedeur getting in there, is what I would say, CJ.
Yeah.
CJ, you sound like you got bigger problems going on, brother. Handle your business out there on the roads. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you got any more calls on Shedeur Sanders, we'll gladly take them. But we'll take another timeout. When we come back, Nick Ackeridge of Pro Football Focus gave his thoughts on the outlook on the Washington Commanders through 5 weeks. We'll let you hear from him next on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the Youngerson, Charles, and O'Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Opening night of the NHL happening right now. Florida Panthers up 3-2 over the Chicago Blackhawks by 8:40 and change left to go in the third period. Part of a triple header on ESPN to get the 2025 hockey campaign underway. We got Panthers and Blackhawks locking horns right now. Coming up in about a half hour, Penguins and Rangers gonna face off from the world's most famous arena, and then we wrap up the triple header with the LA Kings taking on the Colorado Avalanche. So full night of hockey for you. As far as your Washington Capitals, they are in action tomorrow at home against the Boston Bruins. It is a 7:30 face-off. You can hear the action right here on the flagship home of Washington Capitals hockey, 106.7 The Fan. So super-duper excited. The Caps hockey going to be on The Fan for the rest of the fall. So super-duper geeked up and excited about that. I wanted to let you hear from Nick Akridge of PFF coming up here momentarily, because he began to look at, or began to give rather, his outlook for the Washington Commanders now that he is 5 weeks in, or now that the Commanders rather are 5 weeks into the season. And it's something we're going to chew on tonight as well. And you can call us on the phones at 1-800-636-1067. Has your outlook changed at all? Has your outlook at all changed for the Washington Commanders now that we are 5 weeks into this thing? How much differently are you viewing the burgundy and gold now versus the way that you looked at them back in September? How are you looking at the burgundy and gold now through five games, the outlook for this Washington Commanders team? Has it changed? Has it changed at all? Has it changed at all throughout the first month of the season? I don't know if it's fair to look at this team in the same manner. I just am not sure whether or not it's fair to look at them in the same lens. They're injured. They're beat up. They're battered. They're bruised. How fair is it to look at the Washington Commanders the same? They're not the same team. How it's there in McLaurin. You knew you were going to be without Sam Cosby to start the year. You've lost your starting safety in Will Harris. You've lost your starting defensive end in Dietrich Wise. You're down Jonathan Jones right now at the corner position. Is it fair? Is it fair to have the same outlook for the Washington Commanders now that we are 5 weeks into the season? 1-800-636-1067. Because for me, I'm not sure, and I can admit that this is probably not fair, my outlook hasn't really changed for them at all. They're a group that I have confidence in. They should be viewed as one of these seven or eight contenders for the Lombardi in the National Football League. That is a fair assessment for this group. That is the proper way to look at them. That's with the injuries. For you to get out of the month of September at 500, knowing you missed two games without your starting quarterback, knowing you had to play, rather, two games without your starting quarterback, knowing that you were without Terry McLaurin for one of those games, knowing that you've had to deal with all the adversity you've had to deal with here in the early portion of the season. But we'll open up the phones to you at 1-800-636-1067. How are you viewing the outlook. What is the outlook for you of the 2025 Washington Commanders now that we're 5 weeks into this thing? 1-800-636-1067. I want to let you hear from Nick Ackridge, a Pro Football Focus. He joined Kevin Sheehan earlier today and had this to say about his outlook for the 2025 Washington Commanders now that we're 5 weeks in.
I think it's going to kind of go similar to the first five. I think it's going to be a lot of ups and a lot of downs, and they're going to kind of hover around that 500 the rest of the year. I just think that this defense right now is just, it's just so unreliable week to week that really the kind of best way to predict how they're going to perform is whether or not the other team's offensive line is good or bad. Yeah. And that's kind of how it's been every single week, that if they play a bad offensive line, the defensive line is going to be great and it'll mask all the problems in the secondary. And if they can't get pressure, the secondary is going to get exposed. And we've kind of seen that. I don't know if that's going to get fixed throughout the course of the season. And you're just going to have to really hope in those games where they can't get pressure that the offense just scores more than them. And they almost did that with the Falcons. I thought Mariota played great in that game. But when your defense is giving up a score on almost every single possession, it's pretty tough. So that's kind of where I see this team heading. It's where there's going to be a lot of shootouts. And you just got to hope that Jaden Daniels is playing his best game.
Nick Ackridge says he thinks they'll hover around 500 for the entirety of the year. He thinks this defense is going to ultimately be the undoing of the 2025 Washington Commanders. He thinks this defense is going to hold back the 2025 Washington Commanders. Basically saying, well, when they play against a team with a good offensive line, they won't be able to get home on the quarterback and the secondary will ultimately get exposed. Do you agree with that assessment? 1-800-636-1067. Not only am I asking, do you agree with that assessment? What is your outlook for the 2025 Washington Commanders now that we are 5 weeks into this thing? You've overcome life without Jaden Daniels. You've overcome life without Terry McLaurin. You've overcome life without Dietrich Wise. Three out of your next four, if you're Washington, are on the road. Three out of your next four, if you're the Washington Commanders, are on the road. Coming up, you go at Dallas. You go at Kansas City. This 5 or 6 game stretch right now, the Washington's getting ready to enter, starting Monday night, home for the Bears, at Dallas, at Kansas City, home for Seattle on Sunday night, and then home for the Lions. This 5 game stretch that you're getting ready to enter, it is going to define your season. It is going to define your season. It will show whether or not you are a contender or a pretender. Because, be honest with you, I am still struggling to grasp who the 2025 Commanders are. I'm still struggling with it. I have days where I wake up and I think they're a contender. I have days that I wake up where I think they're a pretender. What do you say, though? At 1-800-636-1067. Your outlook on the Washington Commanders through 5 games. We'll get to your calls next. One 800 636 1067 is the number. Here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime, we're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noel Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock in the 8 o'clock hour. Our pal Kevin Sheehan gonna join the program. We'll get his thoughts on the latest with the Burgundy and Gold. We'll ask him the same question we're asking you at 1-800-636-1067. Has your outlook? What is your outlook for the 2025 Washington Commanders, now that we're 5 games into this thing? 1-800-636-1067. I want to play the Nick Ackridge bite once again for those of you that are just now joining us, because I thought, while it may not be a popular thing that Nick Ackridge said earlier with Kevin Sheehan, I think he's right. I don't think he's tripping. I don't think he's coming out of left field with his thoughts, his take on the 2025 Washington Commanders.
When
they have gone against bottom feeders in the National Football League. They have dominated up front on both the offensive line and the defensive line. In two out of the first 5 weeks, though, you have been dominated up front. You were dominated up front by the Packers. You were dominated up front last week by the Atlanta Falcons. Which version of the Washington Commanders that we've seen here in the first 5 weeks is the real version of the Washington Commanders? Here's Nick Ackridge on the Commanders' outlook through 5 weeks.
Kind of goes similar to the first five. I think it's going to be a lot of ups and a lot of downs, and they're going to kind of hover around that 500 the rest of the year. I just think that this defense right now is just, it's just so unreliable week to week that really the kind of best way to predict how they're going to perform is whether or not the other team's offensive line is good or bad. Yeah. And that's kind of how it's been every single week, that if they play a bad offensive line, the defensive line is going to be great, and it'll mask all the problems in the secondary. And if they can't get pressure, the secondary is going to get exposed. And we've kind of seen that. I don't know if that's going to get fixed throughout the course of the season. And you're just going to have to really hope in those games where they can't get pressure that the offense just scores more than them. And they almost did that with the Falcons. I thought Mariota played great in that game. But when your defense is giving up a score on almost every single possession, it's pretty tough. So that's kind of where I see this team heading. It's where there's going to be a lot of shootouts, and you just got to hope that Jaden Daniels is playing his best game.
Is Nick Ackridge off base with his assessment of the 2025 Commanders, or is he spot on? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Reggie. Wants to chime in. What's up, Reggie?
L Boogie, man. You know what, man? When you make an appearance, I'm going to come find you. I'm going to shake your hand, give you a hug and all that, man. But, no, man, because you kill me. Okay? Here's your man. Well, if you don't get pressure, then the back end is going to get exposed. Name me a secondary who, if you don't get pressure, won't get exposed. I'll wait. The back end goes with the front end.
Yeah.
I mean, come, Sauce Gardner. I mean, again, everybody says he's one of the top five receivers. You know, I mean, top five DBs. He got exposed against George Pickens. This is my deal. Am I still confident if you tell me in these next 12 games that Jaden is going to play 12? Absolutely. Because this is the thing. And, L Boogie, you know this because of last year.
Right.
If we run the football, which we did, we have the number one rushing offense. What frustrates me is when Cliff forgets to run the ball. And then once he gets into that play calling groove, man, I mean, listen, this is how do you protect your defense? I'm not saying our defense elite. It's nowhere near elite. However, the way that you protect your defense, L Boogie, it was 20-10. We're at the 1 yard line. Fourth quarter, we had a 99-yard, 6-minute drive. Checkmate. Come on, man. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, we the quarterback, that's the main thing. If our quarterback stays upright and Cliff, like, and think about, like, the first possession. So we did, I think it was a seven-yard play to Debo. Then he ran some power with Jade, which I didn't understand. And then I think the next play, it was, incomplete, and then we had the punt. Like, okay, where is the run? Sometimes his play calling, I don't know if he got his first 10 or not or first 15 or whatever it is, but it seems like that script needs to go. And then what? Then think about it. When we was down 10-0, we got the turnover. What's the first play I think we did was a run the bill.
Yeah.
So then we started to get the groove.
And I think that'll be a big part of the convo, Reg, and I think you're spot on. Will Cliff Kingsbury have the patience to stick with the run game? I thought he was going to get away from it Sunday. Being down two possessions early, I thought he was going to get away from it then.
And then think about now, L Boogie, the stats. We held the ball for 34 minutes.
Yeah.
L.A. ran more plays, 65-55, but we held the ball for 34
and
minutes.
I think that's got to be the formula moving forward. Reg, we appreciate you as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067. I think Reg hit it right on the head, and I love the way the DOC describes it. It's not. We need to stop talking about Cliff. Like, he's not. His name is not Cliff Kingsbury. He is the artist known as Cliff Kingsbury, and sometimes Cliff Kingsbury. Sometimes Cliff Kingsbury walks in listening to jazz. Sometimes he comes in listening to classical music. I need Cliff Kingsbury listening to early 2000s 3-6 Mafia. I need Cliff Kingsbury listening to NBA Youngboy. I need Cliff Kingsbury listening to the most gangster rap you could possibly listen to Because that equates to running the football in my 27-year-old brain. And right now, I still believe it to be true because you got to show me more than three times for me to believe you. It feels like at times throughout the first 5 weeks, this Commanders offense has had an identity crisis. If there's one thing I learned on Sunday, and I think you all should have learned this as well if you watched as diligently as I did, this is a run-first football team. This is a team that has the ability to be the bullies of the NFC. When you're averaging the fourth most yards before contact in the National Football League, that is a byproduct of your offensive line moving people in the running game, throwing folks out the club, that left side in particular. And I think Connerly and Wiley have been good. But that left side in particular, with Laremy Tunsil, with Chris Paul, that left side in particular has been badass. And think about the narrative surrounding Laremy Tunsil coming here to Washington. Is that, oh, he's a tremendous pass protector, but he's not the same guy as a run blocker. Him and Chris Paul, and the way that they have run blocked over the past 2 or 3 weeks since Chris Paul has been inserted into the lineup, it's not even close. It's not even close. They have it. They have the ability. They have the personnel. They got the backs. They've got the tight ends. They've got the offensive line to be the bullies of the NFC. The question is Cliff going to be bored with that? And he shouldn't be. I say it all the time. When you're an opposing defense preparing for Washington's rushing attack and you've got to deal with counter and trap and wham and duo in their gap stuff, like, it's a hard group to prepare for. It's a hard group to prepare for. They're so multiple with their rushing attack. They're so versatile with their rushing attack. And all the ways that they window dress it with the eye candy, sending guys in motion and the orbit motion and the return motions, all this, it screws with the eyes of a defense, and you can out-leverage your opponent by doing all the window dressing that they're doing on the pre-snap here. And I think it's helped this group to start. But the number one reason this offensive line, or this run game rather, is the number one in football. Bill is a tremendous back. I think he's got hella skills. I think he's special. He's probably the most dynamic back we've had here in D.C. since Clint Bordas. I can run behind this offensive line, though. They are creating holes. They are moving people. And they're playing as one. And the crazy part about it all, this has all been without Sam Cosmi. 1-800-636-1067. Your outlook on the 2025 Washington Commanders. Dez wants to chime in. What's up, Dez?
What's up with you, man? Hey, look, I called you before the Giants game and I called you before the Falcons game, so we 1-1 right now.
Yeah, we are. Me and you, look.
Hey, but look, though. You're hitting it right on the nail, you know what I'm saying? But I got a couple facts for you, you know what I'm saying? And first of all, I can say, like, with Cliff, It do be seeming like in the beginning of the game, sometimes he be like on some reverse conservatism or something, you know what I'm saying, like that. Like, he be conservative, but in a different way. It's like he not using the running back in his way of being not conservative and be messing us up, and then he want to get into his bag later on, you know what I'm saying. But with the two facts, like I'm saying, our back, I'm not really worried about our depth and none of that stuff, because even though when we had Ron Rivera, he wasn't always like the best picking with the drafts. But if you notice and you look throughout the league, our backups and the guys that we ended up cutting, they always end up somewhere being a starter. Even though, you know, like BSJ was out there yesterday, Forbes out there for the Rams, even like when we lost the Penguin, you know what I'm saying? Big guy, we called the Penguin.
Talk about Tim Settle.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He went over there to the Steelers, you know what I'm saying, and had a good couple of little, I don't even know if he's still there or not, but you know what I'm saying? We always end up having good depth. Like, that's why I wasn't even tripping when they was worried about Cosmi coming in, because I'm like, Chris Paul, he a dog, and he been a dog. Every time he got the call to step in, and like Will Harris going down, I'm not really tripping about that, because that means we get to see more All-Pro Revo. And you see what he doing. He making plays just like he do every time he get a chance to be out there on the defense. So I still got I've got my stuff on FanDuel, you know what I'm saying? I was winning the NFC Championship game, you know what I'm saying?
But look, Dez, when the ticket cashes, holler at me. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. We come back, top of the 8 o'clock hour. We'll continue to run through your calls, your outlook on the Washington Commanders through 5 weeks. That is next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.